Thank you for listening to another edition of Sound Education, featuring high schools in the WYKR listening area, highlighting on what's going on in your child's school Monday through Friday.
This report is being brought to you by Lisbon Regional School. Hi, my name is Shannon McGrath, webmaster for the Chat Club. CHED stands for Children Helping Animals Together, and our goals are to promote humane education in low-cost spay and neuter clinics. April is Animal Cruelty Prevention, so we want to remind you that animals deserve to be treated with respect and kindness. After all, like us, they too can feel emotion and pain, and therefore should not be beaten, kicked, hit, or neglected. Here are a few tips you can follow to help animals. Be sure your animals, farm or domestic, always have food, fresh water, and shelter. In the warmer months, keep your animals out of the hot sun and don't keep animals in vehicles. Animals can't sweat like we can, so their body temperatures rise much more quickly, leading to heat stroke and death. In the colder months, make sure your animals are kept warm and out of freezing temperatures. Animals can suffer from hypothermia and frostbite, so call your local police department or animal shelter to report either situation. If you leave your house for the day and return to find your pet has torn up your favorite pair of shoes, chewed a chair leg, scratched up the couch, or perhaps urinated on the floor, don't take your anger out on your pet. Animals can't let themselves outside to go to the bathroom or hold it in for more than 8 hours. Some animals have medical issues, and others have separation anxiety or boredom issues. Arrange for someone to be home to let your dog outside or give your cat a scratch post or even a log. You can also leave your dog a quality chew toy, like a Nalabone or Kong. Spending $8 or $10 on a good toy is certainly better than spending $40 on another pair of shoes or hundreds of dollars on a new couch. If your pet has behavior issues, call a vet clinic or shelter for free advice. Don't take your anger out on your pet. Take 10, walk away, remember what is important. Your pet is just an innocent animal who doesn't know the value of material things. Think twice before you breed your animals for profit. Billions of animals are looking for homes and millions more are euthanized. Breeding only adds to the overpet population. A person who breeds and keeps far more animals than they can properly care for is a hoarder. Report it. Chained animals who are tethered continuously also suffer, both from social isolation and exposure to predators in the elements. Report that. A startling number of animals die every year when people move out of their residences and leave their animals behind. If you must move and can't take your pet, bring it to an animal shelter. You will not be charged and your animal will get the care it needs. If you find a stray animal, contact your local animal shelter. Remember, if you know of or see animal abuse, report it right away. Doing nothing makes you just as guilty as the animal's cruel perpetrator. Animals just want to be loved and cared for and live a happy life. Isn't that what we all want? Spot the signs of animal abuse and neglect and do the right thing. Call your local police department and local animal shelter. This message has been brought to you by Lisbon Regional School's Chat Club. We will be hosting a low-cost feline spay and neuter clinic at the school on May 1st, and it's only $25. For more information, contact Rosie May Animal Alliance at 447-1373.
Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Sound Education, featuring what's going on with the local high schools Monday through Friday on WYKR.